Hi, welcome back to The Role Less Taken Sleepaway. I am Graham. I am using he and they pronouns, and I'm playing Jet, who is using Zzir pronouns. And I am joined by my usual players.
Hi, this is M. I'm playing Sean. I use they, them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Mickey. I'm playing Achille. I use they, them pronouns. Achille uses any pronouns.
You, I am Chris. I use whatever pronouns. And I play Sabrina, who uses she, her pronouns.
And we are back at the camp that we still haven't named. What did we do last time?
Oh my gosh, so much stuff.
So much stuff.
Yeah, I do remember some of it.
Hit us with it, Em. You got eyes for the past.
I got the notes.
You got the notes.
Yeah, so we were trying to figure out how to get across the chasm.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean and Jet kind of did a little ritual spell. And we used that spell to create a bridge across the chasm. And it kind of like all the like little rooties came together and made a little bridge so we could get across to each other. And then there was also some really important stuff with Zach and the Our Lady Oubliette. So Zach wants, I mean, with my notes, it's like Zach wants to forget his parents. Something happened with his parents. And then Dolores, or Our Lady Oubliette, or she, gives them ice cream. And then two creatures come out of the woods. They look like logs with moss, and they're like frosty creatures. Then we do the forgotten ritual with Zach, where we all kind of have to like keep remembering things and... I dropped my pen, and we all made very deep memories and connections with Zach, and we did not forget Zach.
Also, in that ritual, had the hitchhiker join us, and the hitchhiker was unexpectedly helpful, but also very like unnerving at the same time. A little bit of weirdness going on there. And the hitchhiker was banished by Our Lady Oubliette.
Yep.
Little glimpse of the lady's power.
I had forgotten that.
I would like to add, unusefully, that the two mossy log creatures that came and joined Zach, I was imagining Mokujin from Tekken the whole time. Like two of them. Do you like the wooden dummy that you fight? Yeah.
Yes.
Those
yes,
are
yes.
His parents.
His stand-in
his
parents.
Little log parents, yeah.
Yeah.
I am glad that you took notes, though, because I'd forgotten a bunch of that, because it has been a couple of weeks since we all sat down.
Yes, it has. Like a month.
Yeah,
it's definitely been a minute. Oh, man, I feel like so many things have happened since then in the real world. Anyway.
You know, it's a great example of life sometimes gets you know, a little crazy, but there's always role play to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Sometimes there's a big chasm between your camp, but eventually a bridge will grow. So it'll
yes.
Be okay.
Oh my god, that's
we did have a bridge grow.
Put it in a fortune.
BRB, gotta go make fortune cookies.
write that down as the title of the episode. yeah, if I remember, Jet was crossing the bridge.
Yes.
From the side that doesn't have the forest on it to try and help the people on the other side get back and bring them, I think, sandwiches, like lots and lots of sandwiches.
Yes.
I don't remember where everybody else was. I think Sabrina was looking for Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Achille was holding a rope made out of t-shirts for Sabrina to find her way back. And
that's right, because they went to the forest.
Yeah.
Just going to give it a little tug.
Yeah.
So refresh me, Sabrina and Zach never came out of the forest. Like we left off, like just the end of the ritual, and everybody's still where they last were.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. I super don't remember.
I think Sean's still in the cabins.
Yeah, I'm still with the...
I mean, worst case scenario, I can edit it.
Yeah, I'm still in the cabins with the kids, trying to keep everybody calm.
Hmm. I think we did a series of images at the end, too, but I don't remember what those all were.
Series of images?
Yeah.
Like the memories?
I remember something about three standing stones. Maybe it was memories?
Oh! Why does that sound familiar, Graham?
Because that's the thing that I said, if I remember right.
Three standing stones.
But I don't remember what that means.
Going in our journal, I'm going to see if that's typed anywhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. We forgot about the ghosts in the lake.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. Yeah, we had to lose.
And I forgot about holding hands with Achille, because that also happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I forgot the feeling of holding hands with Achille. I didn't forget that had happened. Yeah. Where do we want to start off?
Maybe we can catch up with Sabrina, who's on a rope in the t-shirt rope in the woods somewhere. Looking for everyone.
As I recall, and it's vaguely coming back, correct me if I'm wrong. So the hitchhiker went out and confronted, is it Dolores or Doris? Dolores?
Dolores.
We could add Doris to her long list of names. No,
always.
Yeah. The hitchhiker confronted her, and as they're like that was taking place, Sabrina lunged out to take hold of Zach. And then something happened. The hitchhiker disappeared. Did the lady disappear? Oh, I think she also
She did disappear.
Right, you're right.
Okay, so we're in the clear. We're in the clear now, thanks to the helpful hitchhiker. So I, having embraced Zach, am going to quickly stand up and tug on my t-shirt rope around my waist and start following it back, tugging all the way and holding very, very tightly onto Zach and like kind of like awkwardly but lovingly petting his head. Like, are you okay? Are you cold? Is everything all right? Who was that? What happened? Why are you out here? Like, just bombarding them with questions along the way. Also, do I feel any tugs back? Because I don't want to get lost in the forest. I don't want here.
You probably feel like an overzealous, like, pulling that might calm as you, like, kind of give non-urgent tugs back.
Okay. So it's like a Morse code of tugs going on here. I like it.
Out of curiosity, what happened to the bone flute? Was it a flute? Yeah, it was a flute.
It was.
That Zach got. Does he still have it is mostly what I'm wondering.
I imagine he's still going to have that. Like, why would you give up your cool bone flute?
That's true. I would keep it. A memento of the person who tries to make you forget stuff. All right. We haven't actually, I don't think, checked in with Sean in a minute. What's going on in that side of camp?
I feel like they're probably a little worn out after doing the magic. The magic spell, but also worried about their friends and the other counselors. Maybe Sean will, like, I don't know if I have a move for this, but, like, I don't know, like, leave the children, you know, like, without...
I mean, there are other counselors around, so...
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, you know, if there was, like, a leave at an inopportune time move, but I don't have one of those. Because I feel like Sean would probably do that a lot. So, yeah, they'll wave at one of the counselors as they're walking because they want to walk across the bridge, check in on everybody. Is Jet, like, all the way across the bridge already or still getting sandwiches? Would we run into each other?
I think Say already had, like, cool boxes full of sandwiches and were heading over. And I mean, I think I left, like, a little while ago in this timeline. So I think...
Right, so Z's probably already across.
Yeah, probably, like, feeding the children and, like, kind of a little bit... I think focusing on getting the kids' food first and then also going, wait, where are the other two?
Right.
But, like, I will deal with this problem after I deal with the hungry mouth problem.
Yeah. So you probably see Sean walking across, like, waving at you.
Wait back.
Looking around, do I see Sabrina and or Akili?
Akili would be on the edge of the forest, and maybe by that time, would have Sabrina and gang would meet.
Yeah, that sounds right. Probably handing out sandwiches.
Kind of trudging out of the forest. So where is everybody convening? Like, if we want to...
On the map?
Like, general up and down direction on the map. Because I know it's between the chasm and the forest. Okay.
Whoever just pinned that right, like, there somewhere.
Got it.
Yeah, so, like, the corner of the field that's nearest the forest.
Yes.
I imagine Jet is actually waving with sandwiches in hand. Just, like, holding a sandwich and waving it. Bits of lettuce are flying in all directions.
I love
it. Favorite himbo.
And then hands that sandwich out to people, although it's now like a little bit more bread than sandwich.
Maybe Sabrina comes, like, she's breached the forest and can now see the field, and she just bolts out, like, dragging Zach, who's, like, half her height. And he's, like, just kind of, like, stumbling behind her, but she's like, I got him, he's here. And she's, like, turning to him, like, as she's walking, she's back and forth, like, I've got him. Are you hungry? Do you want to I see sandwiches. Look, Zach is hungry. Let's feed him. Like trying to make him feel better.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. Sandwiches would very much help with the constitution. Yes, come. Oh, Sabrina, you have done so well. I feel like I learn from your bravery every day.
I think that counts.
I hope it does.
I got
thank you.
Tomato, lettuce, and cheese, and PB&J. Those are your options.
Zach wordlessly takes a PB&J and just kind of wanders off, bone flute one hand, sandwich in the other.
I like pat them on the back as they're, you know, walking by.
They nod, kind of just like, is this a blank stare based because of what happened, or that's just the look they always have on their face?
No, I'm just like nodding. I'm just like,
no. I'm talking about Zach.
Oh, Zach.
Yeah. What's Zach? Where is Zach at?
Who can read their expression?
Who can read them?
The empty butterfly.
The empty butterfly. Oh, I love it. Okay. If we're all here, is everybody okay? Everybody accounted for?
I don't think anyone's missing. Everybody's still good on the other side of camp?
Yep. Everyone's doing okay. A little scared. There was an incident? Someone's bunk got clawed. But I don't remember.
Oh, I think that was a couple days ago.
That was a couple days ago. Okay.
Yeah.
But somebody's leg is broken, no? But that was also before the chasm. Or during the chasm.
That's right. Was that Robin? Or was that one of the counselors?
I think it was Robin.
I think it was Robin.
Yeah. Somebody
fixed a broken leg?
Oh, yes. Somebody spent a token.
Or something. Yes.
That's right.
Wasn't it? It's Graham, right?
Yeah, I think because I was trying to get Robin and I on different sides of the chasm, and that kind of backfired.
Yes.
But yeah, I think Robin broke their leg, and we had this whole contraption set up to bring Robin across the chasm safely, if I remember right.
Yep.
Okay, so should we bring everyone over to the side of the camp with cabins and start? Like, because it's only, like, what, 2 in the afternoon? My watch stopped.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell what time of day it is right now. Sky doesn't look exactly right, so hard to say, but I think you're right.
Should we... Which side is the campfire on? Okay, the fire pit is still on the right side, but it is kind of close.
Yeah, we might have to make a new campfire.
I was going to say, should we make a new campfire, like, either by the lake or by the bunks, or, like, right between?
Yeah, I like that. Like, right above the bunks, near the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm always I'm a fan of being closer to the lake at all times, so.
I think that does mean we technically have 3 campfires on the map now.
You can never have too many.
This is true.
Maybe we made, like, a little pit out of logs around it, and it's a square.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Cute.
So yeah, I think that's kind of what Jet was going to suggest, is that we kind of get everybody in the cabins and then have a small group of counselors make a new fire pit and then just kind of spend the rest of the day around the fire pit while we figure out what to do.
Yes.
I think at this time, my goals are to talk with Sabrina, figure out what is happening. Like, where did Zach go? I just want to get caught up on all of these things, you know, and just kind of also keep an eye on Jet and, you know, but act like I'm not keeping an eye on Jet. that's all I would say.
So I think we've got, a couple of scenes then? It sounds like if you want to check in with Sabrina and get the 411 and then...
Or we can just say that Sabrina filled us in.
All right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think Jet worked on it with whoever was interested in working on the new fire pit. And we go from there. What do we do next?
Does anybody want to pick up a scene?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Either.
Should we maybe check in with the camp at the new campfire, like, after dinner?
Ooh, we can do, like, a campers scene?
Oh, yeah, that would be a good way.
See how the campers are feeling with all this spookiness?
Say, run with it, then.
That is a very good idea. So I think Robin is probably crutching around now with, like, a huge splint on their leg. So probably at fire pit night is taking up, like, most of a log to themselves. Just, like, sitting there with, like, one leg up, because, you know, that's my understanding of how you deal with broken legs.
Elevate.
Sounds
legit.
Rice.
Rice, yep.
Rest.
Ricing the leg.
I forget what the C is.
Compress. And elevate.
Boom.
So Robin is doing those things, slightly supervised, but like from a distance so that Robin can still appear to be independent. Like all of the counselors are kind of keeping like one eye like when they go past.
I feel like it's a good time for, like, either marshmallows or hot dogs around the campfire.
Oh, first one, then the other would be my vote.
Yeah.
¿Por qué no los dos?
¿Por qué no los dos? Yes!
Yeah.
My life motto. So then, yeah, both. Some kids maybe have one, some kids maybe have both on their fire stick. You know, a little marshmallow hot dog. Never hurt no one. It's camp.
Oh, there are for sure kids doing that. Robin is probably one of them.
Oh.
Zach as well.
Yep. Jack is going to be another one. Yep.
It's going to go around to everybody.
Like half the camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zach's, all right, so it's going to go around to everybody and be like, did you actually know that fire can actually, like, sterilize? So it's actually very good that we're using these sticks, because that's going to burn off a lot of bacteria. And, you know, you don't want to eat around a fire too much, because that the high amounts, too much smoke, you know, could be a carcinogen and, like, struggles to say the word, but is very cognizant of any possible health concerns. But every once in a while it's actually okay, and it's not actually bad. Charcoal is good for fleshing out the kidneys, so that's something to think about.
Allie's probably sitting kind of next to Robin, and, like, maybe, like, trying to not act like she is, but definitely helping Robin, like, with her or their marshmallow / hot dog, whatever they're doing. But just kind of like, you know, like, I'll turn it for you. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
maybe, like, feels bad that they got hurt and wants to, like, hang out with them.
I'm kind of picturing Robin is, like, oblivious to the fact that she's trying to, like, pretend she's too cool for it. And is just like, thank you. every time.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just genuine, heartwarming kid thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Allie's like, whatever. But, like, smiling.
I think that Zach is kind of, I don't know if others are sitting with them, but they are not intentionally sat near anybody. And maybe they're, like, across from a campfire from Robin. And they've got their hot dog and marshmallow stick, like, in one hand. And they're holding up the bone to, like, Robin's broken leg and kind of looking at it with one eye, like, I wonder if that would fit, if we could fix it, you know?
Oh.
What a sweetie.
So sweet.
The spooky sweetie.
Allie's gonna, like, speak up at this point and, like, address everybody. And there's, like, I'm assuming not many camp counselors too close. She would have picked a time when maybe someone was, like, going to get more food or something. So, this camp is fucking scary.
Robin just kind of nods.
You know, you're not supposed to say swear words.
Are you scared, Sid?
Well, I mean, yeah, always, but...
I think it's okay in this situation. I'm really scared, and I don't know what's going on.
What happened to the ropes keeper? Did anyone see?
I just saw him fall.
I heard screaming for, I don't know, a long time. It felt like. Do you think they're going to send somebody to go look for him?
I don't know. Who would go? We're just the camp counselors and us.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, Achilles is pretty strong. Maybe Jet. Maybe they go down there.
See what's happening.
I mean, I don't know. Do we want them to do that?
I don't know. I kind of like both of them.
Like, if they're down there, they're not up here protecting us from, I mean, I don't know.
The thing that got you that one night?
The thing that got my bed. Yeah.
Yeah.
For example. Because, like, I mean, I like Lucinda, but I don't think she could take anything in a fight.
No, she's really nice, though. She can help us when we get hurt.
Yeah. I will say, just out of character, I think they are kind of underestimating Lucinda, because I think Wade wrote down that she's, like, a nurse or something.
Yeah.
And she could probably, fuck something up.
She's a pretty badass person. Yeah,
seriously. Nurses, you're all badasses. But anyway, what do you think they're going to do about the chasm? Like, do you think there's going to be camp next year? Here?
Not if a kid dies.
I mean, I always anticipated that my doom would come from, you know, probably a bacterial infection at this camp. So, yeah, I definitely think there's now, I got to add some more things to my list to be cautious. I don't know a lot about seismic activity, if I'd be honest. There's not a lot of seismic activity in Georgia where I'm from. But, you know, I think maybe it was just a very bad earthquake. Is this the place of earthquake that it is?
I don't know.
At this point, Zach will kind of, and you notice, or maybe you don't notice, that they've kind of been quiet throughout all this. They've put down their bow and they're done. They don't think it's too tall for Robin's leg. And they're eating. And they'll speak up to no one in particular. Like, so are you all actually afraid that you'll, like, die?
Are you not?
Oh, it's definitely, it's inevitable. Yeah. A lot of things in the world that can kill the human body, and I think we've seen today that there are even more things that can kill the human body.
Yeah, but, like, here at this camp.
Robin kind of gestures at their leg.
But did you die? Well, maybe, that's a very Zach response. This place is, it's a little weird, it's a little creepy, but pretty safe here.
I think it's pretty safe.
There's things out there that are, like, looking out for you, giving you gifts, helping you out. It's not bad.
Not been my experience. What are you talking about?
You haven't seen the people that walk around. There's the counselors too. They always come, you know, running after me or whatever when I go off exploring. But there's other people around too. Like that country sounding guy from the woods. He was pretty weird, but you know, I think he helped.
You shouldn't talk to people that you don't actually know, and never go to a second location.
And gifts are strange. What do they want from you? Why are they giving you gifts?
Didn't ask.
I think you should probably ask next time.
But you just said not to talk to strangers. Which one is it?
Okay, I see that is a flaw in my logic system. Okay, you should not talk to the strangers, and if somebody approaches you and tries to give you a gift and you don't know them, just, like, don't take it. That probably isn't a good thing. Have you told the camp counselors about this?
No, but I mean, I'm sure they know, like, somebody's gotta look out for you while you're out here, right? Like, if they're not watching, then somebody else is. They must know.
Oh, right? Why do you keep talking about this country guy? That sounds, like, super creepy.
The lady? Well, she was kind of... Well, I don't know. I don't really remember much. I just kind of trail off my thought, looking into their bone
fruit. Just look at everyone.
Have we played the bone fruit yet?
Confessions? No? I don't remember when it became a flute, but I'm super into it. I thought it was just a bone.
It became... No, it became the reverse piccolo.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yeah, I know we were calling it that, but I also don't remember
why. For some
reason,
the words reverse piccolo stand out more than bone flute.
I think I made it into a bone flute one of the times that Zach met with the lady. Ubliette.
Yeah. I think the lady made it for Zach.
Yeah, I think so. Out of the bone that he'd been walking around with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Zach, maybe we should all meet these people that you speak of.
No, that's not a bad idea. Only issue is I don't know how to find them. They just kind of appear, talk to me.
Sounds so sketchy. Yeah, I think we should all meet them.
What kind of gifts are they giving you?
You know, like, she made it different. I think it's like a flute now. Perhaps some sort of reverse piccolo, and they like show you the bone. The bone, which now I imagine has little holes carved into it, because how else would it be a flute?
Have you played it yet?
Not yet, but I was actually thinking, wouldn't it be bomb if I blast off some tunes right now? Maybe I'm like a prodigy.
I mean, that would be pretty excellent.
I mean, impress us.
I like how the tone immediately 180'd from concern about talking to strangers to, yeah, this gift from a stranger. Let's freaking play this thing.
Let's see what happens.
That follows childhood logic. Oh, wait, now something new?
Yeah.
Back then, kind of egged on by a jury of their peers, will pull the reverse piccolo up to their lips and give it a whirl. I play flute. It is not easy to get a sound out of those things. I don't know if this is like a mystical, magical one that automatically makes a sound if you blow into it. I'm going to assume that it is.
We could, I mean.
And that they are able to play it with ease.
Yeah.
At least make a sound.
What type of like flute playing are we watching? Is it like, I know Kenny G doesn't play the flute, but is it a Kenny G smooth jazz? Is it a Lizzo like hyper pop? Is it a classical? Like what flavor of flute are we in?
Have you ever heard those like parodies of very famous songs like the Star Wars theme or something, and it's played horribly, just really, really awful? I'm thinking that because I just get a massive kick out of that type of thing. Like, this sounds horrid. They have so much confidence as they bring the flute up to their lips, and their posture is somehow impeccable, even though they've never played a woodwind instrument before. And they close their eyes to play what you hope is a beautiful note, and it just sounds like shit. Like, it's so bad.
I love it.
Like, horrible.
Can I pose a question to the group? What happens when Zach plays this flute?
It's a good question. When I pitched it, I had envisioned that the lady would take notice, but it doesn't have to be that she's the only person who find like who can hear it or who responds. I was looking through the things that we have, and I was a little bit wondering if maybe the paper skin hairs should make an appearance, because one of the pick up when options is where there is the smell of panic in the air and it just feels right and people are a little bit panicked.
Yeah.
These are also known as the Kind Folk, the Wanderers, Dust Bunnies, the Lost Kids, and Prey. They are the little creatures that live in the gaps between the trees. They are forever silent, ghostly creatures who seem to live and die in quiet instances. The moment between sounds, the gutter on the side of the road, the creak that no one notices. Some say they are the ghosts of the victims of the Lindworm, scared and alone. They are said to be paper thin and made of nothing but dust and wind and will fall apart when caught. So that's an option.
I love it.
I like that.
Because I was kind of
like it's a latte.
I was kind of thinking that, like, while everybody else was talking, like Robin sort of got very, very quiet, and like after that's like probably because they had seen the paper skin hairs before. I think in the little ghost story, I called them paper thin, not paper skin. But I think you know they kind of comment that like. Like as the music dies down, they kind of comment like, "No, I've seen stuff around the woods here. I don't know, like ghostly. I don't know, ghosts maybe. Mostly because the phrase ghostly rabbits just sounds hilarious and not scary."
So you've seen ghosts?
Yeah, some kind of jumping around the woods and you know, mostly at night, mostly. You know, between the trees, between the cabins. Coupled that night that my bunk got attacked. I don't think it was them, though.
I'm imagining in the background at this point during this somber conversation, there's a series of what would be like those paper thin pieces, almost like ash falling from the sky that like dissolve when they're touched while the bone flute was playing. And then it's just like flash to Sid running around the fire being like, "Spores can survive in harsh conditions and they can come up at any point. These might be spores. Everybody, cover your mouth. Cover your mouth. Protozoa can procreate and create spores and they can be dormant for long periods of time." Like, just not reading the situation.
On the paper skin hairs, there are two things that we got to choose as a group. They get two desires and two gifts. The desires are listen, misdirect, help, be comforted, or be saved. And we can figure those out and then we'll figure out the gifts. We get two.
I like be saved. Why do we have to save them?
I like listen.
From whom? Okay. I'm down with those. So let's give them that. And then the gifts are bundles of bird bones, flower crowns, children's teeth, bowls filled with rabbit blood, torn up weathered clothes, keys with no locks, or a path out of here. I do kind of like the torn up weathered clothes and the keys with no locks, so I would take either of those if somebody else wants to pick another.
I like the keys with no locks, but I like it as like kind of figurative rather than a literal. Like maybe there are answers to like questions we don't know yet. So maybe there's like a phrase that can whisper in the wind. Something. Campers. Staff don't know about you.
I love that.
I do like that.
Ooh. I was all, you know, I wasn't sure if you guys would want me around after that. So if y'all. Glad you folks are down.
Love me some figurative language.
Anybody else got one there?
I volunteer you as or nothing. I was just gonna say I volunteer Mickey as head of the Department of Forethought. Like you can think of the questions we don't know yet and what their answers would be. I like that sort of attention.
I accept the responsibility.
I
like the keys and the clothes.
Yeah.
Okay, those two. I do also kind of like children's teeth because that's nice and creepy.
Oh, it's terrifying.
So I'm like, do we do all three?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. What were we saying earlier? Four? Okay. No. Last.
No.
¿Por qué no las tres in this case?
¿Por qué no los tres? Right. I like it because I'm picturing them as the lost souls of children and they want to be saved. So they're like bringing us like their old clothes and their old teeth, which is really creepy but really great.
This is what's creepy. Now I'm just depressed. It's so which is good. That's
it's like
good.
Peak spooky season.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I think we've got ghosts. We've got Robin's revelation that there are ghosts. We've got Sid freaking out about spores. What next?
I feel like with the paper skin hairs, I feel like they'd be called to the flute.
Hmm.
Right? And then as an action, I think they should give a gift now.
Yeah. They can also do their other move, which is to watch with terrified eyes.
They could also do that.
So I think maybe like at the edge of the, like, I'm kind of picturing there's like a couple of trees here and there. And like sort of on the edge of the eye line of everybody's eye line, there's like a small white figure kind of appears, you know, ankle height. It's just like, you know, the round nose of a rabbit. It's semi-transparent. And then like on another tree, like two or three trees down, another one kind of juts out. Is Robin the first one who notices them, or does somebody else notice them first?
Probably Robin, since they've seen them before.
Yeah, and I think there's probably a third that kind of appears, and that's about when Robin notices, and just kind of goes, you know, kind of goes wide-eyed, and then kind of, like, puts a hand out to, like, calm Sid down for a second. With just the, like, you know, hold up a minute and hush. And I think that, like, a hush does kind of fall across all of the campers, even the ones that aren't involved in this conversation. Mm-hmm. And Robin just kind of silently points at the little copse of trees. They're over there. They're watching us.
Okay.
Nope.
A lot of weird animals around this place, like first the horses and now the rabbits. That's interesting. Maybe
that's
they like the
what
song.
What are you talking about? There are no horses here. Like what? It's
ugh. This morning at breakfast, I can't remember who it was. Wasn't it Jack? Jack, didn't I show you? Like there was a horse, a bone horse, a skeleton.
Jack
outside.
Jack is like eating a s'more and like half like spits, laughs it out, and is like, yeah, I didn't see a horse.
Ah, well, she didn't see it, but there's a horse.
What are those things though? They're pretty small looking.
Like I'm not going near them. I don't even know. Like they could be carrying ticks. You know, like they're pretty. I don't know.
I like to imagine that maybe they started appearing, those three, like one by one by one, while the song was playing. But now that the song has stopped, they're just kind of watching, and their ears were perked up before, but now they've kind of relaxed a little bit. And maybe one kind of hops over, and I don't know who would be sitting near it, like with their, I guess their back to those. Mm. But the one's going to kind of hop up and leave something on the log that they're sitting on and scurry away. They're going to leave a little gift.
Is it teeth?
It's teeth.
Graham's voice. Is it teeth?
Is it teeth? Is it though?
Does Allie look down and see? Like a little tooth. Oh god. Is Robin, what's that?
It looks like a tooth. It looks like a couple of teeth.
Like a human tooth?
Yeah.
Ugh. Do they eat people? Do they eat people?
I don't...
Well, why don't you ask them? They're right over there.
Why don't you ask them?
Definitely not going to ask them. I think we all know that right now. That's not me.
You told me not to talk to strangers, but I guess the little rabbits don't count. They say in a mocking tone that kind of just sounds like their regular voice. Zach will get up and kind of slow, cautiously walk to where the rabbits are, sitting beside a tree. And kind of maybe like, they extend the bone.
The rabbit, like one of the rabbits will come forward and sniff it. And then like kind of settle back. And you notice then the three rabbits are neatly in a row. And Zach would see that there's one rabbit kind of each shade. There's like a snow white albino rabbit with piercing red eyes. There's a kind of brown dirt, like more natural looking rabbit. And then there's a very dark rabbit with these beautiful green eyes. And the black rabbit with the beautiful green eyes opens its mouth. And out of it comes a child's voice that then says, a thing said. And then the next rabbit, who is that deep brown, will open its mouth and say, a thing written. And then the third rabbit opens its mouth and says, done to deal.
Very riddly. Not riddles. I hope somebody wrote that.
A thing said, a thing written, done to deal.
I am trying to decide whether that makes Robin just scream. It's been a very long day for them. Yeah, rabbits talking, rabbits dropping off teeth. I think it's been a long enough day that Robin just kind of bursts into a shriek. And I imagine
Robin's having a tough time.
Was somebody else about to say something before I started screaming?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Allie hugs Robin, just like a big old bear hug.
Is Allie also screaming?
Allie is not screaming, but Allie is like terrified, and is like using Robin's scream for their own like fear.
Sid passed out.
I appreciate how much of Sid is like my own internal monologue, just personified.
Like, teeth have been delivered, there's spores in the air. Cannot handle.
Do we want to have Zach do something? Does Zach want to react?
Zach will just kind of, like, eyes widen a bit, but then they go back to normal because, like, they've seen a lot of stuff today. And they're just gonna kind of like be like, cool, and walk back to the fire where like everybody's devolved into chaos.
Yep. There's probably counselors running back at this point now too.
Yeah, and I imagine the hares are probably gonna do their move, run away to safety. So they're just gonna bail.
Yep.
And they have let a mysterious gift arrive at our feet, so I could probably put that down if somebody else would like to pick them up at some point.
Oh, the mysterious gift is different than the children's teeth?
No, that is.
I think the riddle counts as a mysterious gift.
Yeah.
They bring many gifts.
And by gifts, we mean absolute terrors.
Sean is also going to be like running over and like trying to like comfort Robin the best that they can. And
yeah, I think Jet ran as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Achille probably just like rolls her eyes and is like, oh, what could it be now? Like, oh my goodness.
So sassy.
Oh,
idea. I also appreciate that Achille doesn't seem to actually like working with children and yet repeatedly takes a job working with children.
Absolutely. That's 120% Achille's vibe. He's not like he's not good with kids. Like he shouldn't have this job either.
Oh man.
That was a great scene.
That was.
Or
I didn't actually have anything to add. I was going to ask if we wanted to like, do we want to like go to another scene? And with that scene, do we want to bring the Lindworm in or do we want to do something else first?
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to ramp up the stakes?
I was going to suggest maybe, and I 100% down for Lindworm stuff. What if we do a scene? Well, actually, I'll ask you all. Would you imagine the counselors were kind of convened as the children were convened around the fire? Like, just kind of like, kind of chilling, talking about also the day's happenings?
Oh, yeah.
Or would everybody have been separate? Again?
I love that.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, maybe like there's a like a picnic table. It's like within eye, like earshot of the campfire, but we're like kind of convening around that with like a lantern or something.
Mm-hmm. Like eyes on the kids, but not like in the conversation.
Yeah. Like giving them some space to, you know, be kids and while we kind of thing. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I'm super down for that. I think we should do that.
So yeah, I think Jet has just like dropped off another bag of marshmallows and kind of like sits down at the table. Just handing kids sugar right before bedtime and leaving them to their own devices.
This is the way.
At this point, Sean's going to use a strong move.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean is going to give a name to the fear.
Ooh.
And single it out. So I'm not totally sure what this is like looking like yet, but I feel like this is a good place for it.
Hmm.
So as like everybody is kind of sitting around, Sean's gonna like very solemnly. So there's stuff going on here, and I think we're brushing it off. But I think it's all connected. And I think we've encountered it before. And I think we need to talk about it.
Achille just shifts in his chair. Or, you know, a little bit of a bench.
I mean, I know Jet and I have had experiences.
Yeah. We saw, did we, though?
What did you experience, Jet?
I'm kind of going off of, like, we gave up the ghost for the memory ritual, so I'm kind of, like, going with the idea that Jet kind of doesn't remember that. And it's like, I remember being kind of freaked out when we got back from the lake the other day, but when the kids went missing, and before you went missing, Achille. But I don't remember what happened.
I agree there is something evil in the woods. I felt it when I was outside alone. I felt it when it took me from Sabrina. I think it sensed that Sabrina was maybe more resolute. Yes, more resolute than I was. It saw I was weak. I think it plays on weakness. I don't know. I don't know what they're saying. It's all very bizarre.
Sabrina, who has been toying with the handle of a cup of hot chocolate. I don't know. What do you think I can't? Hot chocolate. Is going to immediately burst up and say, "You're not weak. Okay? Nobody here is weak. We're just scared, is all. Well, I'm scared. I don't know if you all are scared."
Us. Thank you for saying that. That is quite kind.
Winner, why haven't we sent the kids home yet? Why aren't we calling parents? I think we're a little in over our heads.
I do not know what we would say. that the counselor went missing and lost track of time. When you say it out loud, it sounds ridiculous. There was an earthquake. Like, then everything is okay. I do not know. I do not know what we will say. Shit, what do you think?
I mean, we might want to send Robin at least, because they broke their leg. Get some, you know, actual doctor on it. Like, no offense, Lucinda. You did an amazing job, but, like, we're not a hospital. The nurse's cabin has got, you know, wood and ace bandages. It's not exactly gonna fix it overnight, so... And Lucinda kind of nods in acknowledgement, like, no, you're correct. And no offense taken. But I mean, should we then... I mean... I don't know, like, is the earthquake really that bad? Like, yeah, it's going to kind of make activities a little confusing, but we just put up a rope fence around it on either side, kind of up and down. We could probably salvage the rest of the year. People are paying good money for this. And at the end of the day, I don't know if it's our decision to send everybody home. But maybe we should talk to the higher-ups tomorrow?
Yeah, It just feels like we're living in a ghost story.
I think maybe that's a good moment for the Lindworms thing to come in. I drew three cards. I drew like the three and four of spades, which didn't quite feel right. One was about running in circles like mice in a cage. Defied the map in two. Oh, didn't we already do that one?
We did that.
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah. And the other one was Dance With Me, cut five strings on the corkboard, leaving a clean line through the web. But the other card that I drew was the Ten of Diamonds. Fields thick with noxious mud, festering wounds, rabbits with black bile. So that kind of is an interesting parallel to the scene with the paper skin hairs.
You said that in such a creepy way. Yes, that seems terrifying.
It's also terrifying.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, like, as Sean says, you know, it's like we're living in a ghost story. Maybe that's when, like, a rabbit kind of, like, hops across into the, like, patch of light. And it's just got, like, definitely feel free to X-card it if it's too gross, but it's just got, like festering wounds and black bile kind of like in its fur. And it's just,
we smell it before we see it.
We smell it before we see it. And maybe there's like a couple more kind of coming, and it looks like they're kind of like coming out of the field across the bridge, or at least our half of the field. Maybe.
Creepy.
Apparently they sound like a train.
I like the idea of there being a train in the distance somewhere. Mm. Like, that can be heard maybe once a night near the camp. Just adds to that.
The ambiance.
Unsettling aura.
Maybe it's where the hitchhikers come from.
Maybe they also, like, thinking about the parallels between the paper skin hairs, like, whereas they were kind of hopping and staring at that group, the campers, this group of rabbits kind of appears, and they're staring at the group of counselors.
Mm.
And instead, like, whereas the other group, which also creepily, like, opened their mouths and started speaking, this one, that you don't engage, we're just kind of looking very disturbed. And they just kind of open their mouths in unison, and more black bile just starts pouring out of their mouths. Yeah. Just eyes piercing right at the counselors as they're doing this.
I'm kind of picturing the eyes, like, faintly glowing, too. Like, not, like, bright, piercing light, but just, like, a little bit. Maybe it could be a reflection of the lantern. It could be that they're glowing of their own volition.
Hey, it is definitely a ghost story.
It's kind of fucked up.
Like, that's just, what do we do about that?
This is what I'm talking about. Why we can't have kids here exposed to that, like... We don't know what to do about this. Their little minds can't even process that. I can't even process this.
Yes, what do we do?
Like, I'm sure their parents will understand if we tell them they need to come
get kids. They will say, why do I need to come get my child? And then what do you say, Sabrina? What do you say? I don't want to be institutionalized.
I don't know. Maybe This can't be the first time this has happened.
Okay, how do we know? How do we know it is real? I guess it's another thought I am having right now. This one time there was this town in France, and in France they were having a very bad time. This group in town was all alone, and they started dancing, and they believed they were possessed, and then they started dancing, and like people danced until they died, and they call it mass hysteria. We could be having a mass hysteria right now. How do we know this is real?
I mean, it could be like, I don't know, what like got churned up with that earthquake. Maybe there's some sort of, I don't know, hallucinogenic gas coming up from down there. Maybe that's what's going
on. Okay. I have an idea. Everybody here, take a piece of paper. Here, take a crayon or a pen or whatever these children writing instruments are. And write down what you'll see right now. Because we might be seeing something different.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm doing
it. Write it down in detail.
Like how we're all miming writing stuff down. As though this is...
For the listeners. For the listeners. Hear us miming the writing.
Yeah.
We're thinking about it, you know?
Okay.
The first mime audit, mime podcast.
Okay, Sean, what did you write down?
I wrote down rabbits covered in wounds that smell really bad and are just staring at us.
Fuck, that's what I wrote down.
I wrote down gross rabbits.
You wrote stinky rabbits.
Yeah.
Vomiting.
Mad.
So I don't think...
Okay.
It's real. Mass hysteria, we'd all kind of be seeing something a little different. Unless we told each other beforehand.
And we did not. We just said we're all freaked out.
Yeah.
Fuck. I really was hoping it was mass hysteria.
I mean, do we need to call, like, I don't know, a detective in to see if we can figure out what happened to Alphonse? Is it Alphonse? The ropes keeper,
it's
dude?
It's Alphonse, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Do we need to, like, at least report him missing?
But then do we also report the fact that we saw him burying something in the woods?
Oh my god, what was that?
Do we need to go maybe we should find out what that is before we call anybody. Like, maybe it's kind of a good thing that he's down there, for all we know.
Yeah. I mean...
Okay, maybe that's part of it. Maybe this all started after that thing was buried. Maybe it's linked. Maybe it's a part of it. No? We could go dig up whatever it was. Maybe he has angered something. I don't know. And some spirit of the woods.
That's a good point. Maybe we do need to go in the woods. Do we do it after lights out?
But the... Also, leave most of the counselors here and...
Mm.
Let them keep the kids safe.
I mean, I haven't heard too many of the other counselors talking about it. I think we might be the main ones noticing.
Yeah, I think so.
So maybe we put the kids to bed and start walking in the woods.
Yeah.
It's in the woods with you all. Like, enough bad things don't happen.
It's going to
be
so bad again. I'm terrified.
I mean, you can stay out if you want. Like, this is volunteer only.
No, I'm not letting you go in alone. Not after what I saw and say. I will come to you.
Sabrina glares pointedly at Jet at this comment. No, I'll go. Just saying. We should watch each other's backs.
Do the camp counselors know of, like, the name Lindworm? Like, are they familiar with that, like, spooky tale and name?
I think I said it during the ghost story.
Right. Okay. I think... What if it's really the Lindworm? Says Sean.
Jet sighs heavily.
I mean, I know. But crazy things are happening.
I mean, if it's the Lindworm, that's, I mean, not awesome. That's really, that's bad. Like, that's you know, we could see somebody, like, that's good. We could see somebody that we know hollowed out and the Lindworm being it, them kind of bad.
Like, should we have a sign where we know it is the Lindworm, or could we be tricked? Should we have a sign to know when it is us, like a symbol or like a dance move or something?
That's a good idea.
Like, just to make sure that we are all actually ourselves, or if we see the Lindworm.
Oh, just to make sure we are ourselves when we speak to one another.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Well, let's do a little dance.
Okay.
Could make us feel happier, too. Unless we turn into the dancing people. That did not end so well for them.
Well, I'm gonna just, like, reach my hands up to the sky and go.
Describe it, like, for the listeners.
Oh, yeah. I reached my hands up to the sky and then I wiggled them side to side while my head went the opposite way.
Okay, Achille will do the dance move somewhat more awkwardly.
I'm wondering, should we have each a distinct dance move? That way it's not so easy to figure out. I don't know how smart this Lindworm thing is.
That's a good point. I shall do the Madonna Vogue. That's a bad move to the music.
All right. What's yours, Sabrina?
Well, do you remember the Wiggles? Like, they had this hot potato thing they would do with their hands, like, one on top of the other. Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
Jet tries to do the Macarena, but is completely discombobulated by move 3. but I think in a way that, like, you know, only Jet could get that discombobulated that quickly.
I love it. Okay, well, now we can know if we're ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a very good idea.
C'est bon. It's good.
Okay.
Should we start maybe getting the kids ready for bed and then start packing up to go out?
Oh my goodness.
Let's do it.
Something just happened over there. That's the small one. Looks like they passed out.
Oh, they're screaming now.
Oh yeah, we should. We should go check that out. Yeah.
What now?
So I think they go over to do that.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, just like maybe an image to end on, is as we get up and we pick up the lantern and we go past the, like, where those rabbits were, just the light is completely, or like the surface of the grass is completely, like, green, completely untouched. The rabbits are just vanished. But we never saw them leave, and I don't think any of us took our eyes off of them, but as soon as we get up to go, they're gone.
Maybe it still smells.
The smell, yeah, I think is still there. I like that. But the rabbits themselves have vanished, and we're like, well, we've got screaming to deal with, so we can't process that right now.
Do any of the campers say anything to the counselors about what they saw?
Oh yeah, I was kind of thinking about that, and that's part of the reason I liked the rabbits and hares thing, is that maybe, like, the kids are talking about ghost rabbits, and we're talking about ghost rabbits, but we have two completely different images of the ghost rabbits.
Sid might kind of murmur to, I don't know, I'm imagining maybe Jet.
Just carrying Sid.
Carry Sid to bed, and Sid just be like, The rabbits were there, and they were really freaky, and I didn't like it.
Which counselor notices the teeth?
Ooh.
Who's got the teeth?
Who's got?
Did any of the campers pick them up, or they just left them there?
I feel like Allie probably has them. But I feel like Allie would hide them from the counselors.
Yeah, maybe.
Just because she has no idea what they are and doesn't necessarily want to have to go home.
That's fair.
Love it.
That's some loyalty, man. All this stuff happening, you're like, no, I'd rather stay. Good for Allie.
Good for Allie.
Allie's ready for it.
Go, Allie.
Who's walking Robin to bed? Because Robin's crutching along.
Sean can help.
I think I was just going to say that Allie probably looks up at Sean and goes, please don't send us home. We like it here. I know everything's weird and creepy right now, but like, we don't want to go home.
Sid's crying in the distance. I want to go home.
All right, some of us don't want to go home.
That's good to know, though. We're trying to figure it all out. Yeah. We'll get through it. There's lots of good stories to tell.
Allie nods in agreement.
Yeah.
Or sorry, Robin, not Allie.
Yeah.
I forgot who I was for a minute.
Who am I?
I feel like Sabrina probably hears the comment about the campers not wanting to go home, and kind of to herself is a little bit defeated by that.
Allie's gonna come up and hold your hand, Sabrina.
Aww.
Wow, that's her. Didn't she start a rumor about me? No.
Sabrina accepts.
It was Jack, but I think Allie helped. Okay. I think Allie
did help. You're right. No, I think you're right.
But I think Allie's a little bit freaked out at this point and is going back to trusting the counselors.
Is hoping that bygones will be bygones.
Sabrina, without hesitation, does a hold hands.
Okay. Yeah, I think. I think. Let's pick up next week and see what's in that grave. Does anybody else want to do anything though before we go to bed? I keep calling it a grave. I don't actually know what's in it.
Oh, I think we've all assumed it's a grave. Yeah.
We've all been assuming it's a grave.
Yeah.
Money's on grave.
But we've never asked the question to each other.
This is true.
What's in there?
What's in the box?
We knew it was like grave sized.
Yeah.
Mm.
Big enough to hold a body.
Had a little cross thingy over it like a grave did.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. I was just remembering in the first campaign that we did on the podcast, I described a vent as bear-sized and shaped, and one of the characters was bear-sized and shaped. And everyone was like, oh, I imagine that's where you want us to go. We then had like a 20-minute argument about elevators, but that's neither here nor there.